Okay. Perik Yud. Kiblu Mochosai Vachachach Kiblu Tzairosai. We're dealing with the Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemaim and the Kabbalos Ol Mitzvahs. Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemaim is Shema V'Hoyo, Shema V'Avta, and Kabbalos Ol Mitzvahs is V'Hoyim Shemaya. Kiblu Malchosai, last line on Tuflamid base. Kiblu Malchosai, Hiya Imunach Shuta, Emunas HaYichud, Kibshin Ava Posuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot. That first pasuk of Kriyas Shema is what's called Imuna Pshuta. You see, it's not a pasuk, well, that's what's called Imuna Pshuta. Imuna in the Yichud of Hashem, in the infiniteness of Hashem. That's what Echad means, infinite. Doesn't mean there's one Hashem and not two. That's not what Echad means. Echad means there is nothing else. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad doesn't mean there's one Hashem and not two. It means there is nothing else. There is only one. There's nothing else.
That means
the best working translation you'll get for the word echad is infinite. Apostle Arishon shall kriyas shema mechaven otanu lemesiras nefesh. That directs you in the direction, and we'll see his understanding why, but it directs you into the direction, aims you. That's what kavana means. Mechuvan, kavana means aim. Directed thought to Mesiris Nefesh, a lot of the most bedaited to you, Ish Kedoy Leboeris Lefonov. You can practice this on Lag BaOmer if you want. The person should imagine in his mind that there's an enormous fire burning in front of him. Vu Mochan Likfoits Letoicho, Imia Al Tsoyo Hastochiril Haber Lemonosin. If they'll force him to give up his immunities. Unfortunately, Jews have been faced with this struggle more than once. You'll be prepared to jump into the fire rather than give up your immunity. That's what a person should have in mind when he's saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And as I said, you can practice that a lot more. See how well you do. When you're standing in front of the big bonfire, it's so hard. Wow, so hard. It's an understatement of understatements. It's not so hard. It's impossible. No, Jews, little Jewish children have been here thousands of years. Remember how many times we've been faced with that challenge. Well, that's what a person should be thinking about when he says Shema. That's an enormous Ava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'kach mochiach ha'odom she'oiv eskol libay b'chol moidai u'b'chol nafshim. There's the raya that a person is b'chol levavchem, b'chol nafshim, b'chol medechem in a singular. B'chol libay, b'chol moidai, b'chol nafshim. Zu kabbalos ha'malchus shemayim, and that's exactly what kabbalos ha'malchus shemayim is. Shemashmu'u se'hi mesiras nefesh l'man Hashem yizkola. Okay. You say to me, the Kabbalah Malchusai, Tzmuna Hanochi Yosoidis, lurking in that Kiblu Malchusai, lurking in there is a very important foundation. Ein Melech Belo Am, as we know. You can't have a king if there's no nation. You can be a king over what? A king needs a nation. Kol od shelo yigati lakoret ki'ani ha'am shel ha'melech. Until I've arrived at that recognition that I, me personally, is the Am of the Melech, and without me, there is no Malchus. Pshuta kamashmoy mamash, not figuratively speaking. Pshuta kamashmoy. Those of you here for the first time, I think that's a bit astounding, but we've been plowing through this idea for the last 6 months. And hopefully some of us are sinking in. Bishvili nivra ha'oilom. That's what it means.
It means that if I choose not to be the nation, then Hashem's not the king?
For you, you're no king. Biladai lo toichen malchusai. That's what Bishvili Noila means. Kol oid lo chifnimti. את הידיעה הזו, כי הקדוש ברוך הוא צריך אותי במערכת הבריאה שלו, in the world that הקדוש ברוך הוא created, where he made himself כביכול dependent on me, which we understand, that's all hard to understand. First time we heard that, we were quite shocked about the causes of it. But we understand what it means now. עדיין לא קיבלתי על מלכות שמיים. I haven't really accepted upon myself על מלכות שמיים. Not the Amul, then he's not the Melech. And if I don't understand that the whole purpose of the Bria is for me, in order for Kodesh Baruch Hu to give me what he wants to give me, the Scha, the Chesed, the Good, the Rachamim that Hashem wants to give me, that's why the world was created. Olam Chesed Yibone. Hashem wants to be Mis Chesed in me. But he wants the chesed to be perfect chesed. So you have to earn it. But if you choose not to earn it, he's not going to give it to you. In that area, Hashem needs you. That's we've seen, I think that shouldn't be surprising to anybody who's been here more than twice. That's all we've been talking about. So if you haven't internalized that nakuda, well then, how does your relationship with Hashem look? Then there's no malchus, there's no melech, because you're not the am. You bailed out.
How could Hashem not be the Melech, based on your choice?
What does it mean? Ein Melech li am. If I'm not the am, he's not the Melech.
Yeah, Hashem kol yochel.
But Hashem in this area chose to make himself not kol yochel. Because Hashem is so great, he can do whatever he wants. And in this area, he decided to make you the kol yochel. That's the way Hashem set up his world. You have Bechira. Ah, you can't have Bechira in Achinam. That's a miracle. Bechira is a miracle. In the face of everything in the world being Rotzen Hashem, you going against the Rotzen Hashem is a miracle. Okay, but that's Hashem created the world. What can I do? You also know that there's no one in the world like you, and there's no one else in the world that can do what you were sent down into this world to do. So if you don't do it, it's never going to get done in that area. Hashem's not a melech then.
It's easy to understand.
He's a moishel, he's not a melech. Because then he has to rule by force. Then it becomes what's called a moishel, not a melech. A moishel he can be. Hashem stays moishel. Hashem stays moishel. But he's not Melech. There's a significant difference. What other people? There aren't any other people in the kingdom. There's Eloi Milvado. All there is Hashem and me. There isn't anyone else. In Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad, there aren't any other people. In the what? The Moshel's always going to be Chosel. The Moshel, by definition, will always be Chosel. I mean, the Nimshel. In the marshal, if the people don't want to be ruled by the king and he wants to continue ruling, it has to be a motion, it's not a matter. There's a significant difference between a motion and a matter. You know the difference? A matter rules over people who want to be ruled on. A motion rules over people who don't necessarily want to be ruled on. That's the difference between us and the goyim. The goyim says this. It's a motion, the goyim, but it's our matter. Because we want it, I don't really want it. We're doing anything to get rid of
motion. It's
forget about everybody else. All these other apparitions that you see now are just going to confuse you. Don't get free from them. There isn't anything other than you and Hashem. What's wrong? Oh, processing. No, the steam coming out of your ears. I wasn't okay. Sure what it was. The Baruch appointed you to be the.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but.
No, you have to work much harder. Baruch's been practicing.
With Yosef, the brother said, Moshe Tichol, that means you will be our Mera, but we don't want
you. We don't want you. Yes. But what can we do? So we take you, but that's called Moshe. Yeah. On Rosh Hashanah, we Mamlich Hashem. We say, we want you. That's Melech. That's Malchus. Yeah. Okay. The im yishoyel hashoyel. If the questioner would have asked, but he didn't, because I don't know. My year to Ellis Patach Sha'eda, Kiani Kalosa Shala Kodesh Baruch. The Kikol Takri Sabriya Tolubu. What is the big benefit? What's the big gain that I know that I am Kiviyochel Hashem's color? and that the whole tachlis of the bria is tolu in me, my yotzeli lemaisa, mikolan yonim hagavuim vanisgavim halol. It's a wonderful, esoteric, abstract, wonderful ideas that the Arizal and the Ramchal and all these wonderful people talk about. But lemaisa, ma echpatli, what does that do for me? Well, what lemaisa? So if some nimtza and some nimtza, then it's a yarei. Where do I express this? How do I live with this? What's real about this? A good question, no? Nice, beautiful discussions. You feel enlightened, you feel uplifted, it's wonderful. But then the halacha lemaisa, you know, when we close the sefer, where am I left? Tshuva dava zeh, ki kishayla zeh betols yosoida. The question itself is a mistake. Hagvul bein kabbalas amalchus shemayim v'kabbalas al mitzvahs nitashtesh etzleinu. There's a border somewhere between kabbalas amalchus shemayim barrier and kabbalas al mitzvahs, and that barrier has become confused by us, clouded. Kaimis b'libein agoshet ki meneinu matzlichim b'kaim b'poel es kol ha-mitzvahs ha-mutolim aleinu. Well, this is going to cause an outrage. There is a feeling, and sometimes it's more than a feeling, that if we're not matzliach to do all the mitzvahs and keep all the mitzvahs that we need to keep, im einenu matzlichim l'shchushes ha-mailes ha-yoynes ha-rois lanu, and we're unable to acquire all the wonderful great milers that are shaykh to us, ois v'simen ha-em she'en aleinu o'malchu shamayim. You'll see that you don't have Malchus Shemayim. If you have Malchus Shemayim, you'd be functioning better. Why are you not getting things done, and why aren't you functioning, why aren't you growing, and why aren't you being oiler? You see there's a chesaron in your Malchus Shemayim. Big mistake. That needs to be sorted out very quickly, very carefully. We all feel that. If we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, we don't feel good about ourselves, we don't feel there's much purpose in me being here. Malchus doesn't really, you know, he loves me, he doesn't love me. But at the end of the day, I'm not really being matzliach. Look at him, look what, look how well he's doing. Look at him, he's studying, look at him. And maybe in the world of Asir, you have to get your act together. I'm not saying not, but it has nothing to do with the world of Omar Kushamai. It doesn't touch the world of Omar Kushamai. Let's see what that means. Stay mitzvahs eilu oimdev bifnei atzmo. Mitzvah achas matarosa lashis emezu belibeinu hashkem ve'eru v'aleinu lachzo v'leshanu nato b'kol eis motzo. These two mitzvahs, kabbalos ha-malchus shemayim, kabbalos ha-mitzvahs, stand independently of each other. The one mitzvah's goal is to internalize, to implant the emes, this emes, into our hearts, our minds, morning, noon, and night. And we have to do chazorah and go over them all the time. Mashmais mitzvah zuhu ki bishvili nivra oila. What's lurking behind this mitzvah is bishvili nivra oila. Ani b'noi yechidah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani kolosah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani tachlis habriya. I'm the purpose of creation. Ani yochid mamash. Va'ein bo'ilam kamoini achal misheshis mebreshis va'adatot. I'm unique in the world, and there never was, since Adam Arishon all the way down to today, anyone quite like me, which might be a bit of a brocha. Yesh li tafkid meyuchad she'afachad eni yoichel lemolet, and I have a unique mission that no one else can fulfill. How many yuds are there in the Sefer Torah? Many. Many yuds. If one was missing, so what? There's another, I don't know how many yuds are in the Sefer Torah, but there are a lot. Said one's missing, whole Sefer Torah is possible. Whole Sefer Torah is possible if one yud's missing. Which one? Anyone. But there are a whole bunch more. No, it doesn't matter. And they all look the same. They're supposed to look the same. Yeah, but they're all different. If one's missing, you don't have a Sefer Torah. That's me. I'm that little yud. And if I'm missing, you don't have a klali, so you don't have an am that there can be a melech over. If I don't do what I'm supposed to do, then the whole tachlis of the bria doesn't get fulfilled. The same as the whole Sefer Torah is possible. not? If I don't fulfill my purpose, the whole tach is the beer doesn't come to fruition. If this little yud's missing from the Sefer Torah, the whole Sefer Torah is possible. So for sure the other people around, what? You're a vision, you're an apparition. When you walk into the Makolet and there's 50 packets of milk, and that whole Makolet, and all the milk in there is just for me, what about all the other packets of milk? That's, that somebody else can say, Bishvili Nivroilam. Let's not mix up the two dynamics here.
That's confusing.
Means what? There's another human in the world. You better deal with him. But you know what that other human being really is? He's a Gilu Rotson of Hashem. Ultimately, you're dealing with a Kodesh Baruch. Because why does he exist? Because there was a creation, Yesh Mi'ayin. What does a creation, Yesh Mi'ayin mean? It means that everything that exists in the world must, by definition, be the Rotson Hashem. What's the difference between Hashem and his Rotson? No difference, they're the same thing. So when you're looking at something that exists in the Bria, you're looking at Rotson Hashem, except in a place called Bechira. They call it Shemaim, Chutz Mi'Yerushalayim. In the area where there's Bechira, however Hashem did that, you don't really have a way of expressing it, but just for the purpose of that, somehow Hashem steps out of that place and says, there, my Rotson Hashem is negotiable. Which we don't understand, it's a miracle. But that's Bechira. But everywhere outside of your Bechira, what you're grappling with is Rotson Hashem. This table's here now, you know why? Because that's the Rotson Hashem. That's the Rotson Hashem. Everything is Hashem. Of course, because Hashem gave us something called Bechira. We don't understand that. No, it's also there. We just don't understand how that can be. We don't understand how, in a world where there's nothing other than the Rotson Hashem, you can go against the Rotson Hashem and still exist. We don't understand that. We don't understand that Din V'Rachamim can work together as well. Okay, lots of things you don't understand. If you could understand everything about Hashem, he wouldn't really be that worthwhile, would he? If you could understand everything there was to say about Hashem, he'd be as big as you. That would be tragic. I don't need a God I can understand, because I want him to be a bit bigger than me. Whenever the Kotzka said that,
God that I can understand is not my God.
Mashuka said, that's a Kotzka. I heard that from someone. Okay, good. Okay. Whenever you have a machlekes, that is shown very often, the Rambam and the things are machlekes in between the philosophers and Chazal. Famous machlekes. The philosophers usually, the Muskel Rishon, always make more sense to us. Always. And Chazal is a little bit, you know what? Because the philosophers are applying human logic. And human logic resonates with us. Chazal are being Megala, Rotson Hashem. It doesn't always resonate with us because it's a little bit disconnected from us. That's why the philosophers always make more sense initially. Usually. Not always, whatever. Depends how fine-tuned you are to Chazal. Usually. When you look at the machlokes and you say, well, what makes more sense to me? Usually the philosophers make more sense. What can I do? They're limited to human logic. And Chazal got access to Hashem's rots. That's a hard one to grapple with. Hashem alokeinu kabbalos ha-malchushmaim is a difficult one. If it was easy, you wouldn't have to spend year after year after year trying to understand it.
Everything is the Rotten Hashem, which actually is still the Rotten Hashem.
The Rotten Hashem that you should have Bechira. But when you choose to use your Bechira incorrectly, that's not the Rotten Hashem. You went against the Rotten Hashem. How you can go against the Rotten Hashem and still exist is a miracle we don't understand. Yeah, there's something trying to answer it in different ways, whatever. The lawyer, the altar. I'm going to go with what I heard. We don't understand.
I decide. Yeah, let's say the wrong thing is to put this table here.
If you can have a hear about something like that, let's assume. Yeah, okay, so let's assume.
Now this table here,
it's not the Rotson Hashem.
Okay.
So you don't understand that. So, okay. You eat a piece of chaza. That's the Rotson Hashem or not the Rotson Hashem. Could be the Rotson Hashem sometimes. But let's say you have a Bechira decision. We're talking about a real Bechira decision. Yeah. This is your Nakudas Bechira, and you're about to eat this piece of chaza, and you have an isoin, whatever, and you choose to eat it. Yeah, you just went against the Rotson Hashem. and you still exist. That's a miracle. Because the Ratzon Hashem was down to the chazan.
But it's about the table case. At the end of the day,
this is still existing.
At the end of the day, this is not Ratzon Hashem. So not everything was Ratzon Hashem. This thing is not Ratzon Hashem.
No, your bechira wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. When you speak Lashon Hara, somebody might die as a result of that. Was that the Ratzon Hashem as well? Okay, no, I told you, take out the book on bechira and go learn the book on bechira. It's in English, it's in Hebrew. Go learn if that's a safer. It's the work today. It's a classic on bechira. You've done that, come back to me, we'll discuss bechira. Basics. Can your bechira affect somebody else against the Ratzon Hashem? Yeah? Probably not. You're in for a big surprise if you don't open up that safe in the room and sue your prop. The Zohar says you can. You know the Zohar? Can your bechira affect somebody else against the Ratzon Hashem? I would say no. The Or HaChaim, everyone quotes the Or HaChaim. Why quote the Or HaChaim when you have every Rishon and the Zohar? Go look. I told you, open up the book and read the book. Learn the Sefer. If I had in front of me the Sefer on Bechira Chofshi, then I would feel obligated to discuss Bechira. But I've mentioned many times, you learn Bechira to learn it from the bottom up. It's like any sugya. You learn it piecemeal, you're going to come away with the wrong idea. We're not learning Bechira now. What do you want from it? We're touching on it now. We're touching on it. Oh, that we're going to deal with. And that's Hashem in Chelek Beis. We're going to deal with Yisurim. We're going to deal with Yisurim. But Abba, why did Yisurim? How come people are doing the Ratzon Hashem? Why do Tzadikim have suffering? Tzadik Merala, Rosh HaBetoyim. That's Hashem. You have to stick around. You don't go back to where you were hiding out before. You have to stick around. And that's Hashem we're going to get about 100%. When you're working on Betochen, that's one of the places you have to go. There are a few places that Betochen lead you to. What with Tfila, what with Ishtadlis, what with Yisurim, what you have to deal with. 100%. If you don't discuss that, then you've missed the whole part. You have to understand where there's room for Yisurim in this whole dynamic. About 100%. 100%. That's some of the eyes that you need to put dots, you need to put on top of the eyes. If you're busy writing the eyes and the teeth, that crosses the teeth and dots. Yeah. Od chashuv to understand this. The famous Salavavus, right at the beginning of Shara Bechila, says one of the things that prevents us from recognizing the chesed that Hashem does for us is exactly this. Because we see the so-called bad things that are happening to people, and this enables us, with such a word, from seeing the good that Hashem does in the world, because we're proud of all the Yisurim. You have to deal with it. Because otherwise, dude, you're going to have a hard time. For sure. Not necessarily. We'll see. We're also going to deal with it, by the way, right at the end of this segment. If you want to jump ahead, I wouldn't advise. No. If you want to jump ahead, I'm not advising it. For those of you who don't have patience, go to the last chapter of this Sefer. And you can have a look where he discusses it there as well, but it's good to see the build-up to that. And if you're not going to see the build-up and you're anyway on the verge of becoming a pikaidus because you don't understand the sugya, not you, I'm saying anyone, it's good to dive in and have a look there just to take a step back from apikolsun. I met a few apikolsun because of this sugya. They got this sugya wrong and were mamash dabbling in apikolsun. Yeah. We have to understand why that is. Okay.